It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 934.
What is happening? What's going on? It's Weekend Banter. Mr. 97, GB in the building. How are we?
Good.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Got my coffee. So, morning brown, as they say.
Waiting to say that. GB tested it with us. It got a good laugh.
Yeah, it did. Yeah,
morning brown.
Yeah.
Morning brown. Why are you saying it? Where's it come from, GB? I feel like you've been watching a show or one of your favourite comedians, you know, gets around it.
Auntie Donna. Auntie Donna, just a bit of a continuation from last week.
You're very obvious.
It was a test to see if you'd watched it over the week, but clearly you haven't. So.
What's this flying in front of your face? Do you have is there moths in the office?
Dust. I reckon it's little particles. Bodie sees it in the sun when the sun's glistening in the car and he like kicks the seat and there's like a little bit of movement in the air. Loves it. Quick question. Who sent a text message today? Anyone?
I've received, but I haven't given...
Okay. No one else?
I have, but I haven't updated my iOS for about 2 years, so I could be out of this game.
No, it's not that. It's not that. The day that we are recording this episode was the day back in 1992 that SMS was invented. The first SMS was sent. Good little fact for you.
That's a great one.
It was 1992. It doesn't... I mean... I look back at the 90s and think it's not that long ago, but it's actually fucking ages ages ago, right?
GB, do you know what SMS stands for?
Something message system?
No.
Service. Short
message service, I believe. Is that right?
Message service.
Do you know what QR stands for?
No, but I know who invented it.
Not who did?
Well, that's good.
I believe it was... can you look it up? Is it Denso?
Denso, is that a cube? You're telling us.
A company? Can you say who invented QR codes, Mason?
Yeah, Denso Wave.
Yeah.
Thank you. Denso Wave is the company.
Have a guess what it means.
Yeah, Denso, the engineer.
QR is... quietly ridiculous.
No.
No, what does it stand for?
Quick response.
Quicker response. Yeah. Oh, wow.
It's a bit bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think that the R would be reader, quick reader, because it's reading it.
Quick
response
read.
Is a bit
quick
strange.
Mm-hmm. It's silly because you could easily get into, with a QR code, a 16-page questionnaire, which isn't quickly responding to whatever you're needing to do, you know?
Mm.
Like when you go to the cafes, you have to plug in your details once you press it. But back to your SMS and nice sort of... duck and weave around not knowing the QR, JJ. That was smooth.
It's a chance and trade. It was like,
yeah.
That trivia, that's okay, but here's one that I prepared earlier.
The SMS, like, it would have made sense. Remember back on your Nokia. Is it Nokia or Nokia? I heard someone say Nokia today. And I was like...
Definitely not. Surely Nokia.
I said Nokia.
I say Nokia, yeah. I think Nokia, Monsters maybe say, it's a American thing, maybe.
Yeah. Well, it was... Well, back in the day, remember, it was like a certain amount of characters and then it'll break your message into another one. So, you'd send like, I don't know.
I think it's 162 characters, I believe it was.
Well, it makes sense. Twitter started as a text message in. Mm-hmm. Like, it all kind of starts that way. It was sent
on... Everything doesn't start by a text message.
No. I mean, a lot of things can start. You can start your divorce through a text message. Uh-huh. You can start a business through a text message.
That's true.
You can start a war. Mm-hmm. Lots of things. It was the first message. Have a guess. Like, this time of year, December, what was sent?
The first message?
Two words. First text message, which was sent via computer, which seems silly. Okay. It was the first SMS,
I'm going to lock in. Who dis...
Trump 2020. I'm gonna
Trump. No. This was for 1992.
Yeah, prediction.
I know. Prediction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Except from Trump Towers.
GB.
Just testing.
That's a good one. Is a really good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is really
hello
great.
World.
Okay, now
Hello World is a great
hello
one.
Hello World is a very
it's the HTML. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Hello World. Is it Hello World?
It's not Hello World, but that's very much like...
it's very Steve Jobs.
You've landed on a new planet. World.
Where was it invented?
A new planet.
Hello, world.
You can, the world. We can go the guessing game beyond just this.
Like, so just what country? If I know what country, then that might give us an, you know, like...
UK.
If it's, okay.
UK. So it was Neil... SMS messaging was used for the first time on the 3rd of December 1992 when Neil Papworth, a 22-year-old test engineer for Sema Group in the UK, now Airwide Solutions, used a personal computer to send the text message, insert two word. Do you want me to tell you?
I'll have one more guess. Testing.
Okay.
1, 2. No, that's... Is it? No, what is it?
No. No, stand Merry by. Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You know what I was going to say?
It was too obvious, saying, wasn't it? It was too obvious.
Yeah, but also who's saying obvious, Merry Christmas early. On the 3rd of December? It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It was sent via the Vodafone network to the phone of Richard Jarvis.
Or maybe who it didn't was get at a there party. Till the 25th.
Yeah, because of Vodafone. Yeah. That's very funny, GB.
Yeah.
Well, while we're on facts, can I bring one to the table?
Yes.
Yeah. Which will blow your mind.
Here we go.
Quick a couple response, of weeks ago, on. I think Josh, you were talking about Guinness World Records, mm-hmm. how it was like by the Guinness Company, and Tommy, you're like, I didn't put two and two together.
Yeah,
this one.
I thought you said it's because it's not true.
That would have been amazing.
I did tense my asshole there.
Josh is a liar.
Exactly. <yeah. laughs> It'd be funny to have a fact checker. Wouldn't it be cool to do in 2021?
Just a noise.
No, why don't we do win $50?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Or whatever, if you like.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
We'll be no,
but we only do
under.
One a year.
Okay.
GB, what is the okay. interesting fact?
Michelin stars. You know how restaurants get Michelin stars for their...
Yeah.
If you're a good restaurant.
High quality
came
food.
From Michelin tyres.
Okay. Really?
That,
Michelin
so,
tyres, the company, they used to... I think they used to like drive people around to nice restaurants on their tyres and it became this like thing of...
That is...
Now it's like the big award is by... The tyre company. How
so,
crazy is that?
Who told you that? Silly. Your mum told you that, didn't she? Because that feels like...
No, my friend Dave.
Okay, yeah, Dave.
My friend Dave. Sounds trusty source Dave.
Trusty Dave, they call him. I feel like that is a solid...
I don't reckon
solid...
I would know it. I reckon she'd be, really? She'd be blown away.
So, I've seen... There's a Michelin star restaurant in South Yarra. And I feel like I've seen on some plaque... You know, the Michelin man? It's like the blobby...
Yeah.
Like, yes. Stacked blobs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very distinguishable. I literally thought that was a joke. Like, I've seen the Michelin and the Michelin star and the Michelin man in the same sort of context. And I'm like, that's funny, Michelin, yeah. But no, that's interesting. It's one that you wouldn't draw the connection to unless you're smart. And we're not
Mason,
smart.
Have you got a fact for us? Like, a really interesting one?
Come on, son.
It's not a fact, but you know that big observatory in Puerto Rico? It's in like the Bond movies. It's a massive dish in the middle of the forest.
No.
Have you guys seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen
It's a massive, like, it's in I think it might be Sean Connery was in the, it was in the Bond with him. But anyway.
I'm thinking of the Australian film, The Dish. There's a big one in that.
Yeah.
Anyway, but it's come down and smashed a hole in the middle.
What has?
That's all I've got. Just the actual, like, the stuff in the middle is connected by wires and it's hovering above the dish and it's the wires have snapped and it's come down and smashed the dish.
Arecibo Observatory.
Yeah.
It's
Puerto Rico.
It's
It's decommissioned, but...
I mean, that looks like it was a catastrophe waiting to happen. It looks like a science project that a kid's put together.
Yeah. It's sick, though. It's been in, like, so many sci-fi films.
Yeah.
Who do you think would be the best out of the four of us doing tours of Melbourne?
You talk a lot of shit, so I reckon...
Tommy, I reckon.
Is it because of his pronunciation?
I think he's just been to more places.
Oh, that's hurtful. I mean, I feel like...
if you're saying off the bat... Like, I reckon, I could probably do a better version. Because, Josh, you don't take in much when you're walking.
Oh, sure. I would need preparation.
But if you had training.
Who the fuck is just, like, walking in and just being like, okay, I'm doing a tour right now. Like, what I'm talking about, GB, is, like, planning, organizing it all, having points, having interesting facts, going into... Because Rick Steves, who I've mentioned before, my favorite travel sort of writer and reporter, he... he was talking about like, oh, have you noticed that I've got friends all around the world? That's what he says. He says, well, guess what? I just pay them to be there. And so I love the idea. Oh. I do love the idea of this happens. This happened in Somebody Feed Phil. It happens in Jamie Oliver's Naked Chef back in the day. They're always really friendly to like the bakery people, like the bakers or the cheese person. They're shaking hands and stuff. I love the idea of doing a travel show based on just being able to rock up, have the camera and pretend we're mates and then fuck off.
Eat the food. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Could you be one of the people that he pays? Is he still doing the show?
Yeah, sure. No, I don't. Well, he focuses more on Europe. No, I think that you'd want someone who's like studied anthropology or something, who's got some interesting insights. They could say, oh, yeah. Like, hey, here's some interesting. Like, I've got nut. Like, what can I say? I could say, hey, if you look up there, they're using point-to-point internet. So the NBN has been a bit of an issue here. Like, I could go into that, but I don't know what the interest factor is.
I went on a ghost tour of Melbourne, and it was a guy that actually worked at Southern Cross Austereo, Arthur, was running it.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't... You know Arthur?
Yeah. He does the Great Ocean Road tours as well.
Really? Like in real life, not just like the Josh Jansen version where you take
people. Oh, no. He drives a mini bus and he takes them out. Okay. And, yeah.
So he's an actor. What I didn't know when I saw him doing this tour, I was like, fuck, he's good. I think he actually picked up a girl that was on the tour as well. He was flirtatious with this one girl. But he was great. Like he knew the facts. He was charismatic, seemed quirky about his knowledge. You know, it's like, wow, this guy knows a fucking lot about this shit. Walking through, you know,
but it's faux knowledge. Like, there is something. Yeah, but this is the thing, is what I love about it. You just need to know what you're going to say, and that's it for the most part. As long as I would just be the one, the tour that says no questions.
Yeah,
it's like a Trump conference. You know, after the election, no questions. Just do the tour and then I just walk straight out.
What about the ad lib tour where it's most of it's bullshit? Yeah.
Well, we did that when we were in London.
Every day.
When we were in London during the Olympics with Fifi and Jules, a radio show, we... did this thing called the blackout challenge where we'd blindfold either Jules or Fifi and they were in a random spot and they'd have to do something. We did one where it was Jules took off his blindfold and he was at the starting line of the marathon, that like what the London Marathon was going to be. And we said basically you have to run it, and he ran the whole thing. I famously was in a rickshaw when going up a hill trying to get this beautiful tracking shot of Jules running, but the rickshaw guy couldn't deal with my weight going up the hill. Jules was fucking furious. He's like, come on, guy, this is the shot. And the guy's like, fuck, this fucking guy, you know, who was just, you know, in London for the summer. Anyway, one of the blackout challenges was taking off the blindfold, and we were in a double-decker bus. Fifi was at the front and she had a microphone and she had to give a tour of London.
Right.
Which I think was
it's a bit of improv, isn't it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of improv there.
Luckily, London, there's some big... You could probably name a few of the features, but then you could just talk shit around. Big Ben, right. So, Big Ben, you could just go into a spiel about something. I don't know.
Were they real people actually paying to go on a tour and they just got ripped off?
That's a really good question. I would say that they would
they
have
were
to be
paid friends. Paid
yeah,
friends.
I can't remember what it was. It must have been organized by the bus company where it's like, we've got it. That's what I love about producing stuff. Like how ridiculous, how weird to be like, okay, we're going. They would even do this thing. I don't know if you ever did it, TJ, with your host, but it's couples counseling. And so what they would do is they would go into a couples counseling session, Fifi and Jules, and they would record it. And because they were in London, no one knew who they were. So they could just go and sit down and they would have a session where they had to pretend like they were a couple. Which is sort of a
right. Did they have to get like release forms or anything from the therapist?
You're just still feeling
it. Yeah, he's not.
I think it's
Just to confirm.
Yeah, I think because it was overseas, maybe they were fine. But I think the audio was fucked anyway, so that was another one.
That wasn't me.
That wasn't your fault. So just pull up your phone.
It actually wasn't.
Go to your last text message, mm-hmm. and whatever was either sent to you or you sent. So my last one is a blue bubble. I've sent it. I'll read it, and then you have to guess what it's about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to guess context. Okay.
You have to guess. Are you going to tell us who it's to or from?
Yeah, that's a good idea because it might give you a little hint.
Okay.
So this was to my mate Fitzy, mm-hmm. and I wrote ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Mike Tyson fight.
Oh,
he sent a text since then.
It's definitely like UFC fighting though, boxing. Like someone.
Well, no, good point. Good point. So I'll give you. It was
a
last
lecture
night
on the importance of feminism.
8:41 p.m. last night, I sent ridiculous. 8:41 p.m. last night. Josh,
sun,
you're spot on.
Sun
no, no,
sunny.
No.
Bit of weather banter.
We're far off.
You know what? Don't say it yet. Is it something to do with a food?
No, that's a good one.
You eat a big shawarma.
Wait, just all right. Yeah, give me 10 more goes.
What the hell?
No. Come on, all right. Just give me
3-year-old.
All right, okay. All right, so we've got. So it's not UFC related.
No.
It's not fighting related.
None of the things you've said.
It's not any sort of political
food related.
No, not food related. Huh. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Who was it to again? Or from?
Fitzy. Friend of mine. Fitzy.
Is it an article from Radio Today? Is this you pitching?
No.
I don't know. No, what is it?
It's a tough game. He was telling me about a job offer that he got that was, very much below what he was worth, and mm-hmm. they put forward.
Really?
Something and
200K.
Ridiculous.
ridiculous.
Yeah, you're worth ridiculous. 500. You're worth 500. All right, who's got one that you think will be good for this game?
They're all very hard, aren't they?
I mean, my one gives it away. Your Officeworks order has been dispatched and is due for delivery today. What could that be about?
I reckon you've ordered something at JB Hi-Fi.
What did you order from Officeworks?
Hang on, let's guess.
Yeah, have a guess.
I reckon it's just like a diary, like not a diary, like a binded folder or something.
I've already got one of them.
A keyboard. New keyboard.
No.
Oh. I think you got a travelling mouse. fits really nicely in your... Oh, you know what? You got a nicer backpack to take away with you.
No. Why would I go to Officeworks for that?
Yeah, I know. It was weird.
I just got a computer adapter.
Oh,
USB.
Oh,
a hub. That's nice.
Yeah, I got a hub. Yeah.
Nice.
Which one? The Hitachi?
No, it's just a console.
All right. Okay. George, what's yours, mate?
All right. Well, mine's in a group chat. and it's from Tani, and it says, "Yep, no prob," with a peace sign.
I reckon you've said, "We're doing dinner at this time. And it's going to be at this pub." And then he says, yep, no prob.
I think you've said, I've forgotten to clean the toilet bowl. There's a significant amount of shit around it. Would you mind cleaning it up?
It was from about 10 minutes ago.
Can you just say what it was again?
Oh, you left.
Can you read it again?
Yep, no prob.
Okay. You left the hair straightener on.
Yeah, no. you left something going, or you didn't do something, and he's had to.
You've asked, mate, can you make sure the aircon? Do you have an aircon?
Yeah,
no, it's not hot today. The cat. It's got something to do with the cat. Can you feed the cat? Because Hannah's gone.
Yes. Locking in, feeding the cat.
Nah, it's got a parcel arriving today. You reckon you could keep an ear out for it?
What's the parcel?
Well, that one was
that's the guessing game
for me as well. So.
Oh.
I had nothing to do with both those texts.
Okay, are you ready for my one?
All right.
It's three trophy emojis.
Yeah.
And it was sent from our very own Tony from One Trick Tony.
I think Spotify, you've done something.
Spotify Wrapped.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think you've done. So it's the trophies have been sent from her to you.
Yes.
It's like you're a winner. You've done something nice, or you've told her that she's number one, and she's sent back trophies.
What do you think, Mason?
That's hard.
What could it be?
I'll give you a clue. There's a social / automated element to her message.
Socials.
What was your last? You asked her. What was your last emoji that you've used that you sent?
No. That's because the episode went out on Thursday.
No.
And you hadn't listened to it.
No.
Okay.
I mean, why would you send trophies? You're a winner.
So it's a trophy, and it's got like a little embedded thing underneath it.
A gift.
It's a feature within iOS. Yeah.
What do you mean?
You're not going to get it. So it's trophies, and then underneath is an embedded thing, which is from the health app on iOS, which says Josh Jansen indoor cycling, 1200 kilojoules. And so because her and I are having a competition, Jess is also in the competition. Anytime we complete exercise, the other people get notifications. And so she must have been able to, from her phone or from her watch, send trophies to me because she got a notification that I had done a workout.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. That's nice.
That is nice. Hey, just on the Spotify circle jerk, I mean, the sort of, you know, year in review, there's you'll see a lot of these knocking about on social media. I saw one yesterday that was a podcast about how much content they dropped that year through Spotify. And, you know, it's like nearly end of the year. We've done a lot of episodes, but I wasn't sure about how many we'd actually done because we went to 7 days, twice, whatever, you know.
Oh, okay, so can you reset this for me? So you're saying Spotify has done a wrap up for people?
What you've consumed, but then they've also done a what creators have created.
Okay,
how
great.
Many, how long? And so Spotify, we've got into the Daily Talk Show one, and we've dropped 16,534 minutes of content. That is 339 episodes. 339
how many hours
episodes.
Is that?
Jesus. Yeah, how many hours?
Dude.
The sound of a guy 15. Who's about to Google. Dude.
It's close to 300. Oh, no, it's under 300. 16,534.
275.
275 hours.
Yeah, because I also saw on Insta, we got tagged in one of someone who has
listened to
18,000 minutes of the Daily Talk Show has been streamed this year, and I did the math, 300 hours of the Daily Talk Show. But Sheena. that doesn't account for how many episodes, because on average our episodes are like whatever, 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so then you go, how many episodes? It's well over 300 episodes.
Right now, it's actually 48 minutes and 2 seconds.
Average. And so, Mace, if you just
another good
300 hours, how do you work that out? I couldn't get that far.
I just wanted to give you another fact, Josh. 44,576 minutes of the Daily Talk Show we've done since we started, which is 743 hours.
How many?
Wow.
700. Yep. Oh, my God. That's a lot of hours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I just say, Thursday's episode that we recorded, I was so tired for that. I think that was, if you want to hear a pretty bad episode from me, go and listen to that.
Nah,
don't you think, TJ, or no?
Not at all. Not at all. I think you felt tired. And so when it was fine. I carried it. You did great.
Yeah, you were talking, but like
I carried it until you brought it down when you said you're tired at the end, and then you yawned, and then I yawned.
Oh, I've got to go. Just a bit of a yawn at the end.
Well, but, that's what you do when you pump out 300 hours of a podcast in a year.
Yeah. Did anyone just on the text message thing, did anyone have a BlackBerry?
No.
Played with them. No. Friends had them. Always, you know, like the blueness of them. I like the little pearl in the middle of the BlackBerry pearl. There was some blue on the key, like illuminated blue.
Maybe on the button was the, there.
Yeah, the button. And then there was a pearl one with a little roller ball in the middle. Fucking kooky phones, weren't they? I like the blackness of them, the shape. But I wasn't a fucking 35-year-old suit that worked in the city, so I didn't need one.
Well, you know? So the funny thing is, so that was the thing in Australia, obviously. It was seen as this corporate thing, right? But in the UK, it was the most popular phone for teenagers. And the reason was because they had BBM. Have you heard of BBM? Oh.
Yeah, it's like a messaging.
It's literally iMessage before iMessage. And so, and this is before WhatsApp. And so young people would get, fuck, I'm sounding old. I've said young people a lot this week. It makes me sound really old, doesn't it? Teenagers would basically, we would get the BlackBerry because we'd be able to message for free between our friends. All and right. Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And there's been a lot of talk. Like I remember the conversation when iPhone first came out and all that sort of thing was BlackBerry, are you going to bring BBM to iOS? And
interesting.
I'm just having a look here. I haven't kept up to date with it, but I just typed in BBM and it says BlackBerry Messenger is dead. Use these apps instead. It's official. BlackBerry, this is from June 2, 2019. So, this was a year and a half ago. BlackBerry Messenger is no more. The beloved messaging platform was officially shut down on May 31 following an announcement. So, that's interesting.
And they've now got BBM Enterprise, which is an end-to-end encrypted messaging platform.
Do you think it's competing with Slack?
Telegram. Probably Telegram.
No, I think it's that's more encrypted. Of like a businessy WhatsApp sort of vibe.
Drug deals.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, Slack bought for $27.7 billion from Salesforce.
Yeah, clap it in, please. Clap it in.
Yeah, it's a clap it in.
We only work well with done Slack companies. Yeah.
Yep.
Well done, Slack. Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean for the small business movement, Maze?
Not good. Not good.
Yeah. I only get my coffee from McCafe. Unfortunately, 7-Eleven, their revenue just isn't high enough for days. Can I just say, JB, before you go, the light on you—it looks like you're doing some sort of hipster photo shoot.
Trying to keep it out of my face. Yeah.
Well, actually, it aligns with your t-shirt. So, because you've got a stripy t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
You move it. You actually right, can't ref, see it because it's in one of your stripes, white stripes.
That's great. Okay. All right, Gronks.
White stripes.
Happy.
I love the shirt, GP.
Yeah, I love it too.
Great shirt. It's like you're a hipster footlocker guy. Like, it's like if footlocker was a referee shirt.
He's a hip
It's like
referee.
A denim referee shirt. Yeah. A very faded
it's the Christmas party attire of footlocker.
Yeah. Maybe maybe a boxing umpire. I'm just trying to think of umpires that would do well in denim. What's one other sport? Boxing throw the best one.
Wrestling.
Oh, boxing. And
definitely wrestling.
To do much running. Like, what's a...
No, but I reckon boxing,
tennis,
a lot of
tennis, 100%.
Tennis, yeah, tennis would be great.
Tennis, sitting up
referee,
on that
side. Are you fucking kidding? Basketball?
They just stand on the sideline.
No, they run. Up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
What do you think? They have... You think they're
thousand
seated?
Steps.
You've got
and there's
no
two
one.
Of them or three of them. They do nothing.
Let's this disrespect for basketball refs. Let's get one on the show.
Yeah,
let's get one on the show and have a runoff between George and a basketball ref.
Okay, great. It's a Daily Swap show. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one.
See you guys.